1. I'm a PI. I know that sounds cool and dangerous, but mostly it's just seedy. Every now and then I feel like chucking it all in, but then someone asks for my help and I get back in the groove. When I'm in the groove, I follow wandering spouses, dig into employees' finances, and occasionally track down a missing person. When I'm not doing the PI thing, I do a little journalism. I've also waited tables, driven a tour bus, and put in a few shifts at a retail store. That's me, Charity Deacon, 5'8" of black-haired, blue-eyed Renaissance woman. I was sitting on the patio of the Starbucks on the corner of Robson and Thurlow. It was fall and the pumpkin lattes were in season. Just as I started to zone out, a screeching crash broke the mood. The noise came from a white Jeep bouncing off the back of a bus across Thurlow. I dropped my latte and grabbed my camera, clicking pictures as I ran. Sirens wailed closer. I could see that the bus was empty. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw the driver running from the Starbucks across the intersection, yes, there are two, carrying a coffee in one hand and pulling his mobile phone out of his pocket with the other. He threw the coffee in the middle of the street when it got in the way of dialing. As I reached the Jeep, a police car pulled up. One of the cops jumped out and ran to yank open the driver's door. A body fell sideways and hung from the seatbelt. I could tell it was a body and no longer a person because it flopped and there was white powder from the airbag all over its face. The powder stained red from the blood oozing from the hole just below his ear. I took pictures, then ran around to the other side before the police could stop me. The passenger door opened and a man stumbled out before folding at the knees and planting his face on the asphalt. I kept snapping for a dozen more shots and then focused on the street action.
"Miss, please step back."
One of the cops walked into my camera range, a blurry, flesh-colored barrier between the action and me. I obeyed. Well, technically, the small step I took was back. Switching to video mode, I started panning the crowd. The cop put his hand in front of the lens.
"Step farther back," he said.
I tried not to sigh. I knew from my history with the cops, it would just antagonize him. "I'm not in the way. I'm not interfering. What's the problem?"
"Can I get your name and address, please?"
"Why?"
"You were a witness."
The cop looked at my camera. It felt like a threat. Maybe that was because I'd been threatened by the cops before. They didn't like it when people pointed out their failings. I reminded myself to keep my tone even. "That doesn't mean I can't take pictures." The cop sighed.
"Look, you can give me your details now and I'll let you take the pictures while we get the other statements. Or you can wait over there until we get around to taking your statement and lose your photo op. Your choice."
"Fine. Charity Deacon Number 9, Dock B, 1525 Cole Harbor Key, 604-555-5555. He wrote it down, and then I went back to videoing the bystanders.
"Don't go anywhere without giving us your statement."
I ignored him and swept my camera over the gathering crowd, recording the cop's head as he walked across my line of sight. "Asshole," I muttered. I shot a video of the people on the sidewalk, mostly people trying to see and not see at the same time. Turning, I scanned across the street. A few cars were backed up at the intersection, but one in particular caught my attention. Two men stood beside a black SUV, both well-dressed and well-built. What made them stand out were the smiles they wore, identical and smug. I swung the camera past to get a panorama before checking the battery level, almost out. I flicked back to photo and snapped pictures of as many people as I could. The two men climbed back into their vehicle and drove away as I took the last few shots. When I got back to the Starbucks patio, the bus driver was talking to one of the constables.
"I'll get fired for this," he moaned. "I'm not supposed to stop there."
"Look at it this way," the cop answered,
If the bus wasn't there to stop the Jeep, we'd be carting a few more bodies to the morgue, and a lot more to the ER.
I made a mental note to call transit and commend the actions of the bus driver. The cop was right, and the guy shouldn't get shit for taking a quick break.
There were three other uniformed cops taking statements from the 20 or so people who had stopped to see what was going on. While I waited, I had some time, so I tried to add a little to my bottom line with my photos. I made some calls, the Vancouver Sun and Province, the Courier, and the local TV news station. The newspapers told me they would take my pictures if I could send the files by the evening deadline, but the TV station already got their footage from someone else.